理课堂听 class.com。大家好，这里是知行音乐厅。今天我们来学习一首来自 Martina McBridge 的 How Far, 多远。Martina McBridge 是美国乡村音乐界不多见的能够在音乐和商业两方面保持持续上升势头的歌手。第39届美国乡村音乐奖， Martina McBridge 获得最佳女歌手和人道主义两项大奖。
There's a boat I could sail away. There's the sky I could catch a plane. There's a train. There's the tracks. I could leave and I could choose to not come back. Oh, never come back. There you are.Giving up the fight, here I am. Begging you to try, talk to me, let me in. But you just put your wall back up again. Oh, when's it gonna end?If I stay or leave, oh, what's it gonna be?
来理解一下歌词大意。
There's a boat I could sail away. There's the sky I could catch a plane. There's a train. There's the tracks. I could leave and I could choose to not come back. Oh, never come back
There's a boat, I could sail away. There's the sky, I could catch a plane. There's a train, there's the tracks. I could leave, and I could choose to not come back. Oh, never come back. 乘上小船，我可以远航；乘上飞机，我可以腾上云霄。有火车的地方，就一定有铁轨。我可以离开，也可以选择不再回来，不再回来。Catch a plane.Train 或 bus 意为赶飞机、火车、汽车。 Catch 加交通工具表示赶、乘坐，和 take 的意思差不多。例如 I had to catch a plane up to Atlanta that next day. 第二天我就得赶飞机前往亚特兰大。 Tracks 做名词意为轨迹、车辙、跟踪、足迹。做动词意为寻路而行、追踪、留下足迹、走。例如The hunter followed the animal's tracks. 猎人追踪动物的足迹。In one's tracks, 就是某人站着的地方。Come back 意为回来、想起来。例如 Stay here and wait for me till I come back. 待在这儿等我回来。相关的词组还有 Come back to life 是恢复健康的意思，而 come back over here 则是回到这里来的意思，还有 get back 回家回来。
There you are, giving up the fight. Here I am, begging you to try.
There you are, giving up the fight. Here I am, begging you to try. 你停止吵闹，我请求你再尝试一次。Give up 意为放弃、停止、献出。常用的结构为 give up doing something， 意思是放弃做某事。例如 She gave up her job to look after her mother， 她放弃了工作来照顾妈妈。相关的搭配还有 give up smoking， 放弃吸烟， give up to， 让给， give in， 屈服， give out， 耗尽。 beg 意为请求、乞求， beg 加 gar 意为 beggar， 乞丐、乞求、恳求。例如 The old man begged for door to door， 这个老人挨家挨户乞讨。
Talk to me, let me in, but you just put your wall back up again. Oh, when's it gonna end?
Talk to me, let me in, but you just put your wall back up again. When's it gonna end?和我谈谈，打开你的心门，可你还是再次筑起高墙，什么时候才能结束？ Let somebody in 意为让某人进入，例如 She let me in her life， 她让我走进了她的生活。相关的词组还有 Let somebody out， 让某人出去， Let somebody in for， 使某人遭到什么。 Put back 意为放回原处、推迟、延迟，例如All the clocks and watches were put back an hour on Saturday night. 星期六晚所有钟表都倒拨一个小时。
How far do I have to go to make you understand? I wanna make this work so much it hurts, but I just can't keep on giving, go on living with the way things are.
How far do I have to go to make you understand? I want to make this work, so much it hurts. But I just can't keep on giving. Go on living with the way things are. 要走多远你才能明白？心里很痛，我多么想让你明白。但是再长的旅途也会有尽头，日子一直僵持着度过。Make somebody do, 意为使某人做某事。动词使用原形。例如The teacher has made us have interest in English. 那个老师使我对英语有了兴趣。Hurt 意为刺痛、伤害。例如 She's hurt because you haven't visited her. 她很伤心因为你还没有去看她。So I'm gonna walk away, and it's up to you to say how far. 所以我要走了，而走多远就要看你了。Up to you 是一个固定搭配，表示由你决定。
There's a chance I could change my mind, but I won't. Not till you decide what you want.What you need? Do you even care if I stay or leave? Oh, what's it gonna be?
There's a chance I could change my mind, but I won't not till you decide what you want, what you need. Do you even care if I stay or leave? What's it gonna be? 其实我有机会改变主意，但我不会，除非你能够确定。你想要什么？你需要什么？也许你根本就不在乎我是留还是走，我该如何抉择 ？Decide 做动词意味决定、判决。该词的变形还有 decision 决定、决心 ，decider 决定者、裁决者。 Decide 常用的结构是 decide to do something, 决定做某事。例如 She decided to leave here on Sunday instead of Monday. 她决定星期日而不是星期一离开这里。Gonna 是美语，表示 going to, 意为将要。Be going to do 的结构主要表示意图和预见。例如 There are going to be good friends in the future. 他们将来会成为好朋友。
Out of this chair, just across the room, halfway down the block, or halfway to the moon.
Out of this chair, or just across the room, halfway down the block, or halfway to the moon. 离开这把椅子，或走到房间的另一侧，穿过半个街区，或是踏上奔月的旅程。Across.意为横过、越过。例如 He stared at the Englishman across the table. 他两眼一直瞪着坐在桌子对面的那个英国人。Halfway 意为中途的、部分的、不彻底的。Halfway down the block 就是走过半个街区。与 halfway 相关的搭配还有 Halfway home 在回家的途中。Go halfway 妥协。例如 Whatever you do, don't stop halfway.无论做什么都不要半途而废。好，这首歌就讲解到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。